Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, darlings. This is a new Ickle mini episode that will be popping up here and there on your feed. There is so much goss that comes up every day from the reality world, and sometimes it simply cannot wait until our next episode. So we are going to be popping in with this mini goss sesh when necessary. Added to the fact that all of these reality stars keeping us so busy, I find myself constantly coming across people and situations that offer me insider gossip that I just need to share. So let's get into it. Guys, we have a couple of things that I want to just mention in this little session of goss sesh. First of all, thank you so much for the feedback on this. It's been really lovely to hear that you like the idea, that you think it's cute. Little segments like this will pop up in your feed just to go over all the insanity that has come about recently. Now, I had put something on the Instagram today, Tender Loving Care podcast. If you don't already follow us, go on and follow us, about Miss Brandy Glanville once again making more accusations about somebody else doing coke, Jenny McCarthy on Watch What Happens Live. And I wrote above it, should I go ahead and tell my story, a very personal story involving coke and possibly involving Brandy Glanville? I got so many DMs saying, can you tell us, can you tell us, can you tell us? I have a story that I need to figure out how it has to be phrased very carefully so that I do not get sued, like dead serious. So I am working on it, so it'll be in a goss sesh coming up this week. But in the meantime, we need to talk about Karen Huger. Karen, from obviously the Grand Dame from Potomac, came out today that she was in a very bad car crash in her, I think it was Maserati, right? And it completely got totaled. The car was totaled. Then it came out later that she actually got a DUI. She was booked driving under the influence. This is cuckoo for the Grand Dame. I mean, the Grand Dame is what, 61, 62? She's driving all around Potomac and apparently was driving around a Maserati going way too fast. And she had alcohol in her system. Not good, kids. So obviously we all hope that obviously everyone's okay, but also that Andy was there with a camera. We always need cameras up. Cameras up with these ladies constantly. Considering the last season of Potomac was, we need to see the aftermath of this for sure. I did post a tweet that I came across talking about the Vanderpump Rules reunion. And in it, it was stated that apparently the word on the street, and you know all the housewives and all the Bravo world loves word on the street, but word on the street is that during the reunion, Ariana eviscerated Lala went in on her so much so that it is like a end of friendship kind of evisceration. I mean, it's not something they're going to come back to. The general kind of feeling from everyone, and you know, Kate and I have mentioned this on the pod, is that this is the end of Vanderpump Rules, which I think it should be, unless they want to go in a completely new direction. It's not something I'm interested in watching. Just end it as it is. I don't think Ariana would ever want to be on this show anymore. A lot of them, I'm sure, still do for those paychecks, but Ariana's done. And I think this will be the last time we will see her at a reunion. This is her last season on Vanderpump Rules. And I think she went out with a bang. I really think she did. I think she laid into Lala. Obviously, immediately after hearing this, I went right over to their Instagrams. So I went to Lala's and searching who she follows. And she still follows Ariana, and Ariana still follows Lala. Now, having said that, we all know that they are acutely aware that like Bravo stalkers, such as myself, proudly, will go and check things like that. So maybe they did that on purpose. I don't know. But we did see in the after show for Vanderpump Rules this week that Lala is mentioning that she understands why Sheena was upset that she didn't find out about Dancing with the Stars. I can never remember his name, Ariana's boyfriend. Anyway, that guy told her. And they were upset that, you know, Ariana didn't tell them personally. Then Lala says in the after show this week, it was the same with Chicago. Brittany actually kind of coaxed it out of her. She said it was like Chicago. She goes, yeah, it was like Chicago. None of us even knew. Her business partner, Katie, didn't even know. And which, by the way, I found it was very interesting that she calls her a business partner. She didn't say Katie. She said, you know, her business partner didn't even know. Not her best friend. Anyway, I think there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes with all these friendships. And I don't think any of them can be bothered anymore.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
I just don't think they can be bothered. I don't think Lala has any real interest in Ariana, the whole scandal thing anymore. She's pregnant with her second child. She's done with Vanderpump Rules. She just wants to move on. I think Ariana wants to cut ties with the majority of people that are on that show, because eventually on the show they were all wound up going back to Sandoval. And I think she's done. I think she's absolutely done. So yeah, Lala mentions that on the after show and says, you know, Ariana, they're business partners. And it's like she didn't say downgraded. I can't remember what it was, but the way she phrased it, it's like a Schwartz and Sandys. And Ariana's Sandoval and Katie is Schwartz. I don't think Lala's having anything to do with Katie either. You know, I think they're all fed up with each other, to be honest. So that was that. I will have the show out tomorrow covering all of the VPR for you guys as well. Now, the other thing is Christine Quinn. Now, I've spoken a little bit on the pod about Selling Sunset on Netflix. I'm not a huge fan. Have I watched it all? Absolutely. It's extremely repetitive, and these women are wearing the most ridiculous, like $100,000 outfits every day to go and sell multi-million dollar homes, and it just gets very very boring in a sense, and there was drama, but it's all very produced, you know. It's it is what it is. Have I watched it? Absolutely, once again. But we heard today that Christine Quinn, who she was one of the big players on the show on Selling Sunset, that her husband, these photos of her husband came out, and he was just wearing his dressing gown, which we call them dressing gowns in England. You call them robes, bathrobes. And glasses, with his hands handcuffed behind his back, being taken out of his house by the police. And it comes out that that their child, who is only two, had to receive medical attention and went to the hospital, apparently due to a domestic abuse incident that involved her husband throwing something. I mean, that's kind of as much as we know, throwing or hitting, but it made contact with this two-year-old child, so much so that the child had to go to hospital. So I don't know what is going on there. I didn't watch, I actually told a lie, I did not watch all of Selling Sunset. I didn't actually watch it with Christine Quinn. Those seasons, I think they were the early seasons, I didn't watch that. So I don't know what this husband was like. I don't know if people that really love Selling Sunset always thought he was a bit of a creep. I don't know. But she is apparently, she hasn't made any comment publicly. She is not living in that home anymore. And then today, like hours after this happened, or like the next day, I believe, because I think it happened yesterday, unclear, the police were back at the house with guns drawn. So who knows what's going on there, but I desperately hope everyone's okay. And it sounds like a very, very frightening situation. So yeah, that is some of the news that just popped up today in the Bravo and reality world. So I just wanted to chat with you a little bit about that and say thank you for your feedback about Goss Sesh. It's fun, you know, it's a way for me to just pop on here really quickly and talk to you all about whatever nonsense has popped up that day in the world of all of our gals and guys. And I think that's about it, except it did just come into my mind and I just remembered there is this video of Jax at his bar last night when The Valley premiered, and someone was asking him about Katie. She was on Watch What Happens Live and said she didn't like Jax, and Jax was like, I've always hated her. Someone was recording it. They're like, I've always hated her. She's the most miserable, evil human being. He laid it into her. Oh, Jax. I will be talking about The Valley this week as well on our Bravo episode, which is out Friday, as well as our Patreon episode. Go and join our Patreon. It's only $5 a month. You have a ton of back episodes. And on our Patreon, we discuss wild and wonderful documentaries, whether it's unsolved murders, pop culture, true crime, cults, the paranormal. This week on Friday, we will be releasing our review of the Disappearance of Natalie Holloway documentary. So please go ahead and join us on Patreon. You have so many back shows to watch that it will keep you entertained until the next episode. So I'm going to love you and leave you. Go and follow us on Tender Loving Care podcast on Instagram. I read and respond to every single DM you send, and I love, love, love chatting with you all. So please reach out and just say hello. You can email us at tenderlovingcarepod@gmail.com. And that's it for now, guys. I will be back with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.